So other than someone who is understanding of you, what are some other qualities about the guy that could win your heart? What are the things that you find most attractive in a man?
Okay, I was waiting for this question.
Uh-huh.
Yes. If tell the truth, I was thinking about it for a long time. But I think that it is not right when you say that I want to have generous, kind, and all good qualities that a person should have. It is usual way to thinking about like this. I want to have a person whom I'll trust completely for 100% and with whom I'll feel relaxed, comfortable, and will be sure that he's like my parents, always be with me, and he will understand what I'm doing and respect me. So like this. It's rather difficult to explain this. I should feel it because the words are not enough to describe everything that we feel. People with good qualities, there are a lot, but it is necessary to find a person special for you that will be suitable for you in every place, in every situation, and in dangerous and problems, in the good and bad times.
Sure.
So maybe like this.
Sure. And you want this person to be such that you will feel comfortable around him and relaxed. You know that he loves you. You have no doubt about trusting him. He's as trustworthy and reliable to you as your own family, your mother or your
yes.
brothers or your sisters, that kind of comfort, right?
Yeah, you should feel like this, that it is your person, only you, not somebody else.
Yeah.
Like this. Yes, I completely agree with you. Okay.
Well, what about age? You know, you're 25, you're a beautiful young girl. What are your thoughts about the age of the man? Is that a focus for you, or is it not really important to you? What are your
mm-hmm.
what are your interests there?
I don't want to hurt anybody, but if tell the truth, I think that the age difference, for example, between my age and a man should be maybe 10 years or 12 years. Not more, because the difference between 20 years, it's rather difficult for me maybe to accept his views and opinions, and maybe we are different generations like this.
Uh-huh.
So maybe 10, 12, or maybe sometimes 15 years old, but
sure.
not 20. I think that when the man is older, it is better because he's wiser, he's cleverer, and he's more experienced in life. So I want to have a man like this. He should be more clever, more educated, more intelligent than me, because I want to feel that this is a man near me, not I, to be the best than him.
You want a man that you can lean on.
Yes, of course, because I'm a woman. I want to be very strong and very confident, but I'm weak, if tell the truth, in some situations, so I should rely on somebody and feel that sometimes I'm very weak and there is a man who can help me and to do everything to save me.
Very good. Yeah, you know, Irina, I think in America, men and women are trying to be completely independent of each other, and both men and women are very
yes,
strong.
Yes, I know this. I agree with this, but when speaking, for example, not when we don't separate men or women, we accept everyone like people, so they have equal rights in everything.
Sure.
Yes, that's right.
Sure.
But when we speak about family, when we speak about men and women, so the woman sometimes should be weaker than a man, but men should be always men, a real man, like Superman sometimes. And he must be stronger. In family, yes, that's right. But maybe at work, somewhere at politics, the person have equal rights. But in life and family, a woman should be a woman and a man should be a man. That's it.
Have you gotten a lot of letters since you joined the marriage agency?
Tell the truth, I got pretty a lot of letters, yes. Uh-huh. Sometimes rather interesting, and I like reading very much. It's rather interesting because everything, I don't know, just like reading, that's my hobby, and sometimes it was rather unusual and sometimes it was not so good, and but I can't criticize anybody because it's his personal understanding how to write, how to present.
Sure. Well, if someone's listening right now and he wants to write to you, and he wants to stand out, he wants to be noticed above all the other guys who are writing to you. We're telling a lot of men this, so all of the men are going to follow this now that we ask this question. But what do you want to hear from the guy when he writes, and what don't you want to hear from a guy when he writes? Is that a good question?
If tell the truth, I can't prohibit what to write and what not to write. It is better maybe to listen to his heart, to his mind, and to write everything that he has in his mind. So what if he likes, what doesn't he like? Because we shouldn't present ourselves like a present. So the present only with advantages. So you should sometimes maybe show your disadvantages and your advantages, but you say that you are very flexible and you can change any situation if it is necessary. So you should write whatever you want. I think that is the best way to show who you are and what your character is. So don't hide anything, and it will be easier to find somebody if you write and we tell the truth, but not lie, not present like a present, like this.
Very nice, Irina. Not only is your English so good, but you say very expressive and very romantic things.
Yes, maybe because I like to think a lot about everything.
That's why. You know, I would bet that if a guy comes to marry a Pole and he meets you and the two of you go out on a date together, the time for him will pass too quickly because your conversation is very, very interesting.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Some of the guys who are listening have a child or maybe children, and they will tell me that they're not looking for a mother for their children. Typically, they're just looking for someone who can be a friend to their children. I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind meeting someone who already has a child, and if you yourself would like to have children sometime in the not-too-distant future.
Yes, of course, it is impossible to imagine our life without children, so it's necessary to have children. And when I meet somebody, for sure I want to have one or two children. That's necessary. But men should, I want to find a man who really wants family and will make everything to provide it, to support it, and to do everything for me and, first of all, for my children.
You know, Irina, I know that there are very nice Ukrainian men. I know there are nice people everywhere. I just wonder, is it difficult for someone like you to find a Ukrainian man who wants to have a family and who can provide for that family? Can I ask that question?
Yes, of course I can answer. It is not a problem to find a man, but it is a problem to find a man who really wants to have a family. It means that it's necessary to have a place where to live, to have a good work, and to do everything for family, for children, for their future, education, and like this. So a lot of men in our country can find a good job, and they can provide a family in the necessary standards. That's why it's rather difficult to have a good life and to find a necessary man for making a family. That is the problem. I think maybe it is not right opinion, but it's my opinion, right for me.
I think sometimes, Irina, what is wrong with Russian men and Ukrainian men, it's not all their fault. It's difficult sometimes.
Yes, of course, it's like our politics and economics.
Yep.
But sometimes you know that there are a lot of boys who don't want a family. It is better for them to be bachelors and to have a free life and to change girls and to be free all the time,
sure.
But not have responsibilities.
Yeah.
That is also, by the way, the biggest problem in our maybe city and maybe in Ukraine. I can't say about Ukraine, but especially about my town, Mariupol, is the biggest problem. People don't want and don't need responsibilities, especially for children and for wife and for everything like this. So life without problems, life easy, everything, and clubs, and girls, I don't know, friends, and like this.
Well, it must be nice. I'll tell you, Irina, I've seen a lot of beautiful women from your city. Mariupol is very special. It's very unique. There are very lovely women from Mariupol. I don't know if it's something in the water there, but what a lovely city and lovely people. And
yes, because we have Greek blood in our town. It is connected with Greek region. A lot of tribes from Crimea, it is peninsula, moved to our place, and we have some Greek villages. That's why we have different cultures here, and especially Greek culture. So maybe that's why our girls are very specific and very beautiful. I know this
maybe
for sure.
So. It's absolutely true. Absolutely true, Irina. You know, I love your green eyes. I know I said that earlier, and I don't want to, you know, I guess make you uncomfortable with too many compliments. But in America, green eyes are a little bit rare. And,
yeah, a little bit.
And it's very, very appealing for us to see someone with such beautiful, sparkling green eyes. I'm a little worried, to tell you the truth, about what would happen if you met an American man and you came to America. I am not sure they would let you in our country because you will cause very many distractions.
Okay.
I'm thinking about all of the traffic accidents that will happen, people not paying attention. Men will bump into things because they're not looking at where they're going, and this could be a terrible problem everywhere you go.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yes.
I like that you said it's impossible to be complete and happy without children. I think some people in the world feel it's just fine to be without children, but I feel that many Ukrainian women must have children to be complete, and I also think many American men must be husbands and fathers in order to be complete. I'm sure a lot of the guys listening feel that way, so I hope you have a boy and a girl and whoever else you want. It'll be just a wonderful family. I'm sure that you'll have someday soon. What about your family, Irina? Can you tell me a little bit about your family? Do they know that you joined the marriage agency?
Yeah, so my family is not very big. I have usual typical family, mother and father, and I have junior brother. And what about special? I think that my parents are the best because they are my parents, and especially I'm very thankful to my mother because from the very childhood, She made me go everywhere. For example, I didn't want to do everything and to study, to go to the sport. And she told me that it is necessary. First, I went into the gymnastics, then to the swimming pool, then I finished music school, and the last, it was languages. So everything that I have now, it was thankful to my mother. So she is the best. And maybe only single, the person who really understands me and supports me in every difficult situation. And, of course, I like my father. He is the best, and he is very clever, intelligent, and sometimes he gives me good advice. And what about my brother? I think that he is very good and very handsome boy, and he is very clever. Speaking about his age, he's only 18. But he understands everything about the computer, and he can play the guitar, he understands English, and he is a very bright and shy person, and very sociable and communicative and very easy. That's why maybe I have a very nice and very, very good family and positive like this.
It sounds like you have a terrific family, and you're obviously very proud of them, and I'm sure they are proud of you also.
Yes, of course.
Do you think you're going to be a mother like your mother was for you? Do you think you're going to kind of push your child to learn a lot of things and do a lot of things?
Yes. Of course, I understand that, by the way, I have some deal with teaching children, and I see what necessary to do and what I shouldn't do. So from the very age, I should do a lot of things for my child to educate him, to develop him or her, and every sphere, and about sport, about languages, about science, and about everything. So the child should try everything and then to choose, because if the child doesn't want to do anything, he can't choose later.
Hello? Well, what the heck? I didn't want to get disconnected. She sounds terrific, doesn't she, guys? What a neat girl. Very expressive. Her English is just terrific. Okay, I only have a few minutes here, guys, but I'm going to try and get her back on the line so we can have just kind of a proper conclusion to this. If anybody would like to say hi, we have a couple of minutes for it. Press star one right now, and when I get her back on the line, I'll let you do that, okay? Now, hold on. I'll be right back with Irina, hopefully.
Hello?
Hi, Irina.
Hello.
Sir.
It is better maybe to recall again.
I will. I'll do it right now.
А кто там? Подожди, это кто там? Молодой, что ли?
Да ну что ты не...
Okay, guys, I certainly don't want to talk to a couple of dumb guys from Mariupol. Let's see if we can get this beautiful girl back on the line here. Hold on, please. Let's try this, guys.
Yes, I'm listening.
Hello, Irina.
Hello? Yes, maybe the phone is tired to listen to me.
I don't think so. I don't think so. We're certainly not tired. I don't have a lot of time left, but I do want to ask you one or two more questions, if that's okay.
Okay.
And really, you've done such a nice job talking with us, Irina. We've learned a lot about you. You're a very beautiful and exciting girl, and the men who are listening, I'm sure, are very happy. I think somebody would like to say hello to you. Would that be okay?
Okay.
Okay. Sir, if you can hear me, go ahead and say hello.
Hello, Adina?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, she can.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
What?
I said, how are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. And I was wondering, I was listening to your conversation, and you mentioned you received many letters from men. Have you actually met any Americans yet?
Yes, I met one professor. I didn't remember the state. He teaches economics, and frankly speaking, for my shame, I don't remember his name. It was rather interesting to communicate with him, and he was a rather handsome and nice man, and we talked for some time in the cafe, and he talked about himself, and I talked about myself, and like this. It was rather pleasant for me to meet a nice man.
But nothing developed from that? No romantic relationship at all developed, or...?
What?
There was no romantic relationship after you met this person, Irina?
No, I just met him once, and that's all.
At a social? Did you meet him at a social, possibly?
Yes, social.
Okay.
Well, she sounds like a very nice and very interesting woman.
You bet.
And she said 15 years difference is the maximum. Is that correct for age difference?
Irina, you said 15 years would be probably the most that you would like to experience in age difference with your man. Is that correct?
Yes, like this. Not more than 14 or 15 years. Uh-huh.
Very good. Right. Well, good luck, and it's been nice talking to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
And Irina will let someone else say hello. This is my friend Mike. How are you, Mike?
Doing good. How are you?
Good.
Irina?
There are some interruptions on the line. That's why it's like...
Mike says hello. Mike says hello.
Hello.
There you go.
I was wondering if you were at the social at the Coral Club, 24th of April.
Were you at the social on the 24th of April? We had a social there. Were you there by any chance?
No, I wasn't the... it depends what kind of day it was. It was weekend. It's possible, but during the week I'm working all day. So maybe it was the usual day, typical weekday. So no, I didn't go there.
I was in your city April 24th through the morning of April 28th, and I came there to meet about a dozen girls and that was on the site, and only got to meet one. And do you remember the name of the agency that you joined?
What is the name? We're wondering, Irina, what is the name of the agency in Mariupol that you joined?
To the truth, I don't remember. For my shame. Can you believe it?
Well, sure. Why not? It can happen. Well,
I enjoyed your city very much, and I wish I would have got to meet some girls like you when I was there. But just wanted to thank you for talking with us today, and I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you when I was there.
Okay.
Well, maybe next time we'll see what happens. And thank you, Mike.
Yes.
You know, Irina, we do come to Mariupol several times each year, it will be wonderful to see you when we come there again. I think some of the men who are listening would be happy to travel alone to meet you if they could correspond with you. So
yes,
is there some way for you to receive email?
What?
Is there some way for you to receive email from the guys who are listening right now?
Yes, of course, I have email.
And I don't want you to tell us it now, but so if some of the guys who are listening wrote to you today or tomorrow, you could probably write them back sometime this week. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Well, Irina,
so should I give you my mail, or maybe you know this?
You know what? I will have Victoria call you and get it. I don't want you to say it right now. We want to kind of protect your privacy a little bit. So, but I'll have Victoria call you to get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Irina, I am so sorry that we're out of time. You are just a delightful girl. Any guy who meets you, even just for conversation and friendship, would be so happy and so lucky. But there's a very lucky man out there somewhere, I know, who's going to meet you for love and family and all those things you dream of. I hope it happens to you soon. I hope he treats you like an absolute princess. You're a delightful, wonderful girl, and I'm glad we had a chance to get to know you.
Okay, thank you very much. Wish you the same.
I hope that maybe in a month or so we'll call you and see if you've met somebody. If you haven't, maybe we'll have a chance to talk with you again. Would that be okay?
Yes, of course, for sure. I will be looking forward to meeting this, okay?
I just thank you again very much, Irina. I'm sure we'll see you soon and talk to you soon. And just thanks for spending some time with us tonight, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Guys, I'll be right back. Thank you, Irina. Большое спасибо. До свидания.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, guys, I wanted to come back and just give a closing comment. I'm sorry with all the technical difficulties. The conversation was a bit chopped. We got started late. It was definitely hit and miss, but I'm absolutely sure you guys got what I got out of this call because she answered the questions we were able to ask her very profoundly, very thoughtfully, and very romantically, I thought. I love very much what she said about, I'm not so much focused on the qualities of the man that I want to meet. I just want to be able to be relaxed and comfortable with him. I want to feel safe with him. I want to be able to trust him completely. I thought that was very interesting and insightful. We haven't heard somebody say that, although I'm sure most women we've talked to definitely feel that way. I like how she said she wasn't looking for the prince on the white horse, just a nice guy. That was kind of cool. And I loved how she talked about not being complete without children and without family and how difficult it was to find Ukrainian men who were willing and able to support a family. She talked about the younger men that she's no doubt met who are not the least bit interested in commitment and monogamy and marriage and children. They just want to have a lot of girlfriends and fool around, right? We've heard that a lot from us, the guys who have come back from the tours, I suppose. The guys have been exposed to this kind of thing. I suppose we've read it on some websites. But it's a little different to actually hear someone talk about it as she did so openly. I like this girl very, very much, guys. Obviously, great English skills, a solid family. She's relatively happy with her life in Mariupol, Ukraine. She's proud of her city, obviously. You get the idea that the picture for her is really fairly complete. We didn't get a chance to talk about her career as a teacher, but I'm sure that's going very well. Her life is fairly complete except for that one guy. And she's got a great attitude about the whole thing. It's interesting just to meet people. She talked about how she met a guy at a social. They went out for one date. Hey, guys, imagine. It just amazes me, honestly. A guy actually had the chance to meet this girl, talk to her, take her out on a date, and ultimately, she said he was a handsome, interesting guy, but ultimately, he moved on. He met somebody else. There are just so many beautiful women from this city. Isn't that amazing? How many guys do you know who would meet a girl like this in their lifetime, and if she was the least bit interested in them, would do anything to make that relationship happen, right? It's a great opportunity for us. It's just another of many opportunities for the average Ukrainian guy. Our worlds are just so different. And what she's looking for, what you're looking for, very much alike, very much the same. Not only could she not be complete without children and a family, she needs that loving husband. She talked about how she wanted him to be strong. She actually thought of herself as a weak girl and wanted to be in the confines of a family relationship. I'm sure she's talking about wanting to be loved and respected and deeply cared for. But aside from that, women in this culture want the men to lead, to be in control, to be the rock of the family with absolute respect to their wife and children. What a great opportunity, guys, honestly. If you've been looking for someone to write to who speaks English, who will write you back, who will be a good correspondent, here is your opportunity. She has email available, which means you can express mail her through loveme.com, and maybe that wouldn't be a bad idea for some of you guys. We always think the other guy is going to do that, and I'm telling you guys, many times I talk to these women and find out nobody wrote to them after these calls. I know you guys are interested, so write that letter. It could very well be you. Absolutely could be you. There's no reason at all that it could not be you who gets this girl's attention. If you're willing to get on that plane and go, you're going to be so unlike the rest of the guys that wrote to her. It's kind of interesting. None of the guys that wrote to her have gone to meet her. She met a guy at a social. That happens to a lot of these girls. It happened to that beautiful redhead Victoria that I met, who's in the beginning of my book, right? 300 guys wrote to her. None of them came to visit her specifically. She went out on a date with a guy who met her for the first time at a social. She eventually got engaged and married to a guy who met her for the first time at a social with no prior correspondence. But if you're the guy who's not only willing to write the letter but get on the plane and go, it very well could be you. And she really wants that loving husband and that family. I hope you'll give her the opportunity as well. So thanks again for joining us, guys. I got to get to work. I'm already running late. It's a good thing I'm the boss. Be talking to you tomorrow night. Actually, forgive me, tomorrow Sunday. It'll be Monday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've got some very interesting stuff for you. We're going to talk a little bit about the lives of the average Russian and Ukrainian women. Some very, very interesting stuff that's going to paint a realistic picture of why these women come to this process. You're going to really enjoy it, I promise. 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm adding a few pages to my website you might want to check out as well, some really cool stuff, that same kind of information actually about the average life of a Russian lady and some things that they're typically exposed to that are very bad, very negative, and shape the reasons that they come to us in this process. It's foreignbride101.com. You can check that out. And again, guys, we'll talk on Monday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? Thanks for bearing with us today. I hope this was beneficial to you. Talk to you on Monday night.